Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. World Health Organization's China representative blames China for coronavirus cover-up. He admits that the World Health Organization, better known as WHO, has been shut out of the investigation into the origins of the Wuhan virus. PRI President Stephen Mosier reports. After his April 30th interview with Britain's Sky News, WHO's man in China, Dr. Gaudenz Gallea, may find that he is no longer welcome there. The fact that he couched his complaints about China's continuing cover-up in diplomatic niceties will not save him. China's communist leaders bristle at the mere hint of a rebuke, and rebuke them he did. "We know that some national investigation is happening," Dr. Gallea complained, "but at this stage, we have not been invited to join. WHO is making requests of the Health Commission and of the authorities. The origins of the virus are very important. The animal-human interface is extremely important. It needs to be studied." End quote. Now asked if there were any grounds to exclude the WHO from that investigation, Dr. Gallea replied, "Not from our point of view. It was bad enough that Dr. Gallea complained that WHO was shut out of the investigation. But he went on from there to say exactly what I and many others have been saying since the beginning of the outbreak. The China authorities must release the research records of the two Wuhan bio labs doing bat coronavirus research." In the WHO China representative's own words, and I'm quoting here, "A comprehensive investigation should include the logs of two laboratories in Wuhan, namely the logs of the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the Wuhan Center for Disease Control and Prevention. But WHO personnel cannot access the logs," end quote. Nevertheless, he continued, "the laboratory logs," and I quote, "would need to be part of any full report, any full look at the story of the origins," end quote. Well, the WHO's biggest mistake, one which has cost millions of infections and deaths, was taking China's word that there was no human-to-human transmission. By mid-December, according to The Lancet, evidence was accumulating in China that such transmission was indeed occurring, enabling the disease to spread like wildfire. Yet, for weeks, the Chinese authorities kept this fact hidden, insisting to Dr. Gallea that no such transmission was occurring. WHO dutifully followed the party line, tweeting on January 14th that "preliminary investigations conducted by the Chinese authorities have found no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission," end quote. There has been only limited human-to-human transmission, a Geneva-based WHO official parroted the same day. So what does Dr. Gallea have to say about this now? He and his colleagues were increasingly worried and convinced, he says, suspecting strongly there would, in fact, be human-to-human transmission. But as yet, the cases that had been presented to us in the investigations had not yet confirmed that 100%, end quote. Well, when he was finally allowed to visit Wuhan on January 20th, healthcare workers on the ground immediately told him the truth. "We simply asked about human-to-human transmission as one of the first questions," he said, "and immediately we got that answer, two healthcare workers that were infected." That same day, the communist authorities finally announced what they had known for weeks, that the Wuhan virus was transmissible human-to-human. That was about a month too late to save the world from a deadly pandemic. The sheer infectiousness of the Wuhan virus was not the only thing China hid from the WHO and the world. It also grossly underreported the number of new infections. By January 3rd, the authorities had reported a total of only 41 cases. But even more absurd was what followed. For the next 12 days, the authorities reported exactly zero new cases. "Is it likely that there were only 41 cases for that period of time?" Dr. Gallea asked. "I would think not. obviously some growth would have occurred. That is something that China will have to answer for." End quote. The WHO official is still defending the idea that the Wuhan virus is a naturally occurring, not a manufactured virus. But he torpedoes the Communist Party of China's claim that the coronavirus originated in the U.S. "From all available evidence, WHO is convinced that the origins are in Wuhan," he says. All in all, Dr. Galea's interview reads like an effort to absolve the World Health Organization from responsibility for the pandemic by suggesting that WHO was just as misled by China's cover-up as was the rest of the world. Or, as he puts it, "We only knew what China was reporting to us at that period in time." The timing of Dr. Galea's defense of WHO is telling. It comes just a week after President Trump ordered U.S. spy agencies to investigate whether the WHO was engaged in a cover-up of its own. A specific tasking was sent to the National Security Agency, the Defense Intelligence Agency, and the Central Intelligence Agency to look into WHO officials and what Galea and others knew about the early spread of the Wuhan virus and whether they hid this information from the world. Based on evidence he has seen, President Trump is convinced, as he told reporters in the Oval Office on April 29th, that the WHO indeed misled us. And I quote the president, "They must have known more than they knew. We knew things that they didn't know, and either they didn't know or they didn't tell us," he said. "Right now, they're literally a pipe organ for China. That's the way I view it." As far as China itself, the cover-up continues. The communist authorities continue to publish laughably low numbers of infections and death, all the while denying the reality that Wuhan virus outbreaks continue in a number of Chinese cities. They continue to propagate the narrative that China is the world's most successful country in containing the Wuhan virus and a model for other countries to follow. It is telling that Dr. Galea does not dispute either China's numbers or its claims. Rather, he says that since the epidemic has been brought under control and lockdowns have been lifted in China, the WHO is studying the country's current epidemic prevention. One might say that China's pipe organ continues to pipe, although perhaps not quite so loudly. This has been your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Thanks for listening.